This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey, how are you? I am the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show you're going to find anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I ask you how you are because I have a cold, and you may notice that in my voice, but I don't know. I kind of like the fact that it makes it a little deeper, but my nose is all stuffy, and I want it to stop now. All right, let's dive right into this. This one took a lot of people by surprise. Vern Schroyer arrived in the next world several days ago, actually. You know him best as Mini-Me from the Austin Powers movies. He also turned up in a lot of other movies and reality TV shows. Not necessarily looking his best on the reality shows. He struggled with alcoholism for years. It's got to be, let's just say it. It's got to be really tough to be 2'8". You're never going to fit in no matter what you do. You're never going to be incognito no matter where you go. You're always going to be that little guy, you know. He's on record as saying he would have to think about whether he wants to go back into acting right now. He said he just, it kind of took a lot out of him. He said it made his substance abuse problem worse, which I can understand. There was a very nice sized crowd on hand to greet him, and I'm told they were absolutely silent while he was talking about his problems on the earthly plane. Now, this I kind of liked. His fellow little men, Billy Barty and Jerry Marin, welcomed him to the next world. Now, you may not know who they are. Billy Barty was a guy who would turn up in different things whenever they needed a little person for years and years. He was a comic actor. In fact, if you know anything about the Spike Jones band from the 40s, he appeared with them going way back then. And Jerry Marin was the little guy on The Gong Show. The original version of The Gong Show, not the crappy one that was on last summer. The good one. He used to come out in a top hat and like a tuxedo at the end of the show and throw confetti. So Billy Barty and Jerry Marin welcomed Vern, and they said that the afterlife was a welcoming environment. And they said they knew he'd feel comfortable there and that they would be there for him if he needed any guidance or assistance or just wanted somebody to talk to. As I reported a few weeks ago, Bruno Sammartino, heavyweight champion wrestler, he worked for the WWWF, which was owned by Vince McMahon's father, and then later it became the WWF. He worked for both of them. In fact, he held the World's Heavyweight Championship belt for well over a decade, I believe. The rumor is he's going to start his own wrestling company in the afterlife. Now, according to press reports that some of my contacts have read, he's already approached some people, including Macho Man Randy Savage, Roddy Piper, and George the Animal Steele. He said he would like them to wrestle in his new company. And from what I'm told, they all said they would love to work with Bruno. Now, I think George the Animal Steele got to work with him. I'm not sure. I doubt Randy Savage did, and I'm not sure about Roddy Piper. But the three of them have said that they would love to work with him. Now, on the last show, I told you that Bruno said he wasn't interested in being a Shakespearean actor with Vince McMahon Sr.'s acting company, many of the actors in which are former wrestlers. There's a little snag to this whole thing, however, because George the Animal Steele and Roddy Piper work for Vince McMahon Sr. in the Shakespearean acting company, but word is that Vince Sr. has given them his blessing to work with Bruno during the off times between Shakespearean productions that are going to be staged by his company. We'll see, I guess. As I reported a few weeks back, Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler are now officially out of the closet as a gay couple. Apparently, nobody saw that coming. People knew that they were living together, but, they were friends and nobody thought anything of it. And apparently, the relationship kind of blossomed since they first met, and they're out of the closet. Now, no sooner had the public shock at that announcement settled down a bit Then the two of them went public with their desire to adopt at least two kids. So the word I'm getting now is that they are currently dealing with a few Next World adoption agencies. They want to find a boy and a girl that they can call their own. Now, from what I've been told by my sources, and I don't know exactly how you measure a thing like this, most people seem to support what they're doing and what they want to do with adopting the kids. Although, you know, like anywhere else, you never get 100% agreement on anything. There are certainly people who think that it's an abomination and that they shouldn't be together on any level, including just friends, and they absolutely should not be allowed to adopt children. Well, the rumor has it that one of those people is Fred Trump, father of the American president. Fred Trump is like, he's like this cold I have. Just when you think he's gone, he comes back. He's like a malignancy. He just keeps turning up in all these stories. But rumor is that he's going around saying this is just the worst thing possible. I think he's even thrown around the word miscegenation, which is race mixing, which is an old racist term from like the 1920s. I don't know if that's true. I can't swear to it, however. But you know that this is not the end of the story. There'll be a lot more to tell about the whole thing as details emerge. Okay, lastly, Professor Stephen Hawking has settled in as the new morning drive radio host on Afterlife station Heaven 107. He replaced Babe Ruth, who was canned after Babe softened his act and his audience dwindled. Babe Ruth was often spoken of as the Afterlife's answer to Howard Stern. He was very, very rude, very in-your-face. He liked to book guests who had just arrived so they hadn't heard anything about him on the radio. Then he'd kind of just, you know, make them look foolish. Well, apparently he had a change of heart and decided he just didn't want to be that way anymore. He softened the act, and a lot of the audience just bailed on him. So my sources tell me that while Hawking is not quite the insult machine that Babe Ruth was on the air, he does have a pretty sharp sense of humor himself, and he's not above saying very controversial things. He started off one of the shows in his first week by announcing he was not there to be Babe Ruth Jr. Kind of drew in a line in the sand. Said he was his own man, and that he had a lot to say about not being able to articulate it adequately for most of his life. I mean, I would imagine that's true, right? If you can't talk, you probably have a lot of things you'd like to say, right? Well, his initial ratings are up. Now, granted, some of that might be attributable to just curiosity about how Stephen Hawking is going to do as a talk show host. So they might come back down again. That wouldn't be a big shock. We don't know. Only time will tell. Okay, that's it. I'm going to try to get my voice back in something resembling shape. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Between now and then, oh, there's something you can do for me. You can tell your friends, your family, your loved ones, people you run into randomly, people who are sitting in front of you in a movie theater, perhaps. Tell them about the show. Tell them it can be found on iTunes. Tell them it can be found on the Google Play Store. Tell them that it can be found on YouTube, which is weird since it's audio only, but yet it's there. And also, if you are in the Los Angeles area or you know someone who is, you can find the show or tell them to find the show on K-Chung AM 1630, where it airs Mondays at 1 o'clock as part of a program called Inspirado Projecto Radio. That is my favorite thing about this show, that it's on actual real radio. I love that so much, and I always like to thank the people at K-Chung for doing that. I am the Celebrity Medium. I'm going to try to get a voice back. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.